This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Blues are flying, and this man is coming off a career-high 3 goals. It's Tom De Koning.
De Koning settles. Scores dead level at the moment. 26 first term. Half post high drop punt. It's a good one. Off hands De Koning. Has a snapper tied from 30. The tie, but it's straight.
De Koning leads back from 45. 6 on the trot. 3 for De Koning.
There it is.
It's the famous.
Tommy De Koning, welcome to you. For me, that's the win of the round, Carlton against the Giants. I thought tough and hard and very impressive.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. It's good to be here. Yeah, it was a good win and, very exciting Carlton at the moment and a lot of belief as well. So, yeah,
good. Full fun. House, big noise. I love that bit too.
That's it. In front of the home crowd, it's always good. And, they were right behind us on the weekend, weren't they?
The big forwards, Curnow, Mackay and De Koning.
De Koning.
9 goals between you.
Yeah. Playing a bit more forward at the moment and, really enjoying it. The whole forward line had a good game probably off the back of our midfield dominance and, it was a good game all round, really.
Bloody oath it was. Now, we'll just have a look at this week, Jim.
Okay? Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
You can talk about it later, but it's Carlton, 4th, 5-1, take on the Cats.
Right.
Top of the tree, 6 and zip. But it's about Sam versus Tom, isn't it?
I think that's what you were saying earlier. Yeah, definitely. it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
You'll be in the forward line because you're kicking goals. And Sammy in his 50th game for the Cats, by the way, the number 16, he'll be down back. So surely you're on each other.
I think we might. Hopefully we get to line up against each other. And, I got into him a bit last year and see what happens this year, Bill.
Well, how are you going to go with that? Because I can only imagine my older brother and I are very close. Yeah. If we'd have ever played footy against each other, I would have had to belt him in the guts. Like just out of principle and off the ball. Yeah. But the ball at the other end, I just would have gone and belted him as hard as I could in the guts. And he would do exactly the same. Are you like that?
I think so. I think we're very competitive and... one of 7 boys in our family. So growing up, we had to, take care of ourselves and fight for ourselves. And I think, hopefully in the game, we get a few good contests against each other.
Well, we haven't seen the Mackays for some reason. Because they're the same person. But we'll see you two, which would be good. How many tickets for the game on Saturday?
Oh, Sam's 50th, so about 50 tickets, I reckon.
So that's the siblings. Who else has come?
Yeah, exactly.
So mum, dad, and how many kids are there? About 10 or something?
There's 10 of us, yeah.
What are their names? So there's Sam, Tom, and Zoe. So just 3 little letters. We'll keep them short.
Yeah, they're all pretty short. There's Harry, Max, Jesse, Lauren, Charles. Is that all of them?
I don't know.
I sometimes forget who they are.
Do you know their birthdays?
No chance. No.
Yes. And at the MCG.
Oh, big game.
Geelong home game.
Home game
good.
At the G.
So you're not wasting a game of this quality
no.
down there.
Well,
you're taking it
you
to the big
waste
house.
It because it's 40,000 down there.
That's
now,
it, Bill.
Yeah. So the G will be good.
It. Yeah. Yeah, it will be. We've been able to draw some big crowds and hopefully the Cats can bring a few fans in and so can we and we can get a big crowd there to be cheering loud for us.
How do mum and dad go when you play against each other? We've seen your mum, by the way, on the coverage with BT a few times.
Yeah, you would have seen her. She doesn't shy away from the camera, that's for sure. No. Mum's probably the most excited person in the crowd and dad will go walk around the other side of the stadium and sit by himself. So
really?
Yeah, they're pretty different, but dad really loves watching the game and I think mum loves the drinking side of it.
What colour scarf? Well, they'll be both blue and white, but which way?
Yeah.
Do they go? Which way do they swing?
Well, our family's kind of split, to be honest. The nephews keep changing and a lot of my brothers love Carlton, but they've got a soft spot for both, obviously, so we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, mate.
Have you noticed the juggernaut starting to roll? How long have you been in the club now? 4 or 5 years?
6 years. Yeah.
So when you got there, things weren't as good as they are now. Prelim final last year, as Bill said, 4th on the ladder this year. The momentum that Carlton build when they start playing just, for even us neutral supporters, is unbelievable to watch. Do you feel that as a player?
Yeah, it's exciting. The fans come along for the ride with us and they really you know, play a big role in us bringing energy to the game, and you know, they ride along everything with us. And yeah, I think we're about to tick over 100,000 members, which is pretty amazing and very exciting. So
100,000,
yeah,
that's good.
It's a bloody good effort.
Because they've come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that a few of them.
Well, to be honest, a lot of them have been there but been pretty quiet. But now they're on. They are on.
They are. Yeah, and we're going to need every single one of them. You know, to finish off this year, and they've been amazing. So yeah, couldn't ask for much more.
Well, my beautiful wife, and many would say better half. I don't agree with that, Thomas. I think we're probably about even when it comes to all of that. Mm. She is the maddest Blues fan ever.
Great.
And even when I was president of North, I tried to swing her across and she wouldn't budge. She loves the Blues, watches it with the beanie on in the house, and literally...
she's a nuffy.
She's a full nuff.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as the first goal for the Blues is kicked, all I can hear down the corridor is... Lat, da, 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 da. She just loves it. And she is typical of Carlton fans, I reckon. Yeah. They're a special breed.
Yeah, we love the fans, and we feel like ours are some of the most... powerful in the league and definitely get us around us the most. And yeah, it's amazing.
That's cool. All right, stick around, Tommy Deconing. Mm-hmm. More with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
As I'm walking over there, there's this shrubbery underneath the pavilion.
Down by the rubbery.
You can rubbery, I'll supply the rubbery. You can go to buggery.
Tommy Deconing from the Carlton Football Club has stuck around. They play the Cats this Saturday, JB. Yeah. Next home game is Friday night versus Collingwood. Become a 2024 Carlton member for as little as $11 per month. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au to find the best package for you.
Now, I'm interested in what's on your head, Tommy, because the Adelaide 36ers Pura Milk Hat.
Yes.
My oldest son, Jonathan.
Hey, Adelaide 36.
Have a look at that. That's come out of an op shop.
Yeah, it has.
And it has, yeah.
Jono, he goes and finds Ansett t-shirts.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff out of op shops. What is it with you blokes?
Oh, I don't know. It seems to be the trend at the moment. But no, I actually got this as a gift from my brother Max for Christmas. And
Max.
So he got it out of an op shop.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually did. And I haven't taken on my head ever since. I actually wear this hat everywhere. So I don't know. It's something about the vintage hats I really like. And I guess it's kind of a bit of the trend at the moment, isn't it?
Adelaide 36ers.
Yep.
You know why they're called that? I told you this before. Adelaide was founded in 1836.
Was it?
Yeah. There you go. There's something for you, Tom.
Cool.
Hey, what about the two ruckman setup too? You'd be liking that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's going really well. I think me and Pitt bring out the best of each other, and we really drive each other as well throughout the week, which we feel like has been working really well and brings another dynamic to our team.
And maybe a couple of injuries. You got a lot down there at the minute at Carlton, of course.
Got a few.
But a couple from last weekend's game, Zach Williams. And Wiedering.
Yeah.
How they get... Well, probably too early to say, but and I know what you're going to say. Oh, no, they'll be all right. They'll play.
Asking a question, then answering it.
Yeah. Reciprocal.
Yeah, I don't answer that one, yeah. Nah, they've both just
reciprocal.
Got...
Reciprocal.
They've both just got cork, so...
We'll know
more in the coming days, Bill.
Oh, righto.
Getting back to the ruck thing, Tommy. Yeah. I imagine... that it's great fun being a ruckman once the ball's actually left the actual rucking bit and then you can get around the ground and enjoy yourself. But actually crashing into a great big huge bastard can't be a lot of fun.
I think I grew up playing ruck, so I really enjoy it, that part of it. I love the contest part. I love the follow-up. I enjoyed it until after the game. The next day I'm feeling pretty sore. But...
So I get the follow-up bit. That must be great fun. And I look at people like yourself, the really athletic one. Lukey Jackson's a similar style of player. I get all, but the actual crashing into someone who's 110 kilos and 18 foot, that's got to be pretty hard to do.
I think the thing about me, I try and use more of my athleticism compared to a lot of other rucks. And Luke Jackson's one who really likes to jump, and I actually put up really sore from that game because he was, he's one of the, small amount of players who actually jump still and, got a few big corks from that game. But so it's... You pull up pretty sore from some games, but the last few weeks being able to play a bit more forward, I've actually pulled up really well. So, it's exciting.
Do you live near Carlton and who do you live with?
I live in Brunswick with Matty Cottrell and Luke Parks, who used to play for the Blues. And, we love Brunswick.
Matty Cottrell, did he give a burst to Curnow on the weekend? I reckon he gave him a night. Oh, I've never seen anyone give a burst to Charlie, but
no,
I reckon,
he did. He
I
did.
Think he did.
Yeah,
yes.
He definitely did. yeah, Cotters wasn't too happy with a few things Charlie was doing, but and let him know about it. So no, it was great. We love to see that. We feel like you know, all of our players can challenge each other on game day, and the best part is like. Players, leaders will listen as well, which is awesome.
I like that. I liked it myself. And what about Robbie Williams?
Well, yeah. Oh,
so
it is.
You've met him. You've got a photo here, but and he wrote a song about you. Have you been in contact? Does he DM you? Send a couple of pics?
Oh, this is the question, isn't it?
Yeah,
I got asked this a bit, but no, he's I've actually met him a couple of times before. He's before his concerts when he was in Melbourne, and you know, he's just, I've said it before, but he's a big fan of the club. Yeah. Like he loves the Blues.
And you. And
he loves Vossie, to be honest. He actually invited Vossie backstage into his dressing room before he went on stage, and they were just, you know, talking for half an hour about structures and who we've drafted and all that sort of stuff. So,
good on him.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Carlton and he watches a few games, which is cool.
Yeah.
How do you go on planes, please? I was just having this conversation in a meeting I was in earlier. A gentleman in that meeting had been on the plane with the Geelong boys.
Yes.
And he was fascinated as to who sits in business.
Well, the big boys, you'd hope.
No.
What?
Oh, no. It wasn't
not
the big
little
boys.
Little Brian Myers or someone.
It was the senior boys.
Oh,
they were all
leaders.
Up the front. And
so
then the Danger Burgers. Danger was in the front.
Oh, come on, Danger.
The Junior Burgers down the back.
No, the big blokes have got to go.
What do you do with the Blues?
So Sammy was down the back?
Who?
Sammy was down the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up the front. So what happens with you guys? Is it all the big boys that go forward or the seniors?
I'm just trying to think. I think, yeah, generally it's all the big boys. And I guess Cripper's a big boy. Cripper's always up there. Cripper's always up there.
Yeah.
He manages to find himself up there. Who else finds himself out there? It's mainly the big boys, right? It's normally me, Charlie,
Harry,
Cripper, Pitto, you know, those sort of
players. You wouldn't want little Owies. He's not in there. Or Durden.
He tries his hardest, but no, we don't let him up there.
Those little nipsies wasting our bloody business class seat. What else, Tommy? What else do you do with yourself outside of being a very impressive young footballer? What else?
I get down the surf coast a fair bit. All my family's down there now. I think there's 8 of us siblings down there, and my parents just moved to Janjuk. So get down there, try and get down there once a week. I'm going to get down there tomorrow and actually going for a surf with Sammy and a few of the Carlton boys. So we'll have to battle it out in the water before
battle
the weekend.
Well said, battle it out.
Yeah.
Tom, Sam, Zoe and Max, they're 4 of the siblings, just 3 letters, Jim. They're just nice little short names. We like that.
Yeah, were you no Chris and Tom or are you a Thomas?
I was Tom. Yeah, right. Tom, Sam, Zoe. Yeah, we're all pretty simple names.
Fat. There's like 9 of them.
The old man, he played for Footscray.
Yeah, he did.
Does he talk about that?
Yeah, he does a little bit. Not too much, I don't think. Not too much to talk about. But, he played, just over 30 games and... There's actually, it's pretty funny, but there's like, I think there's an article or something out there and he's named in the worst Bulldog side of all time or something like that.
No.
So he tries to keep that one quiet. But
Terry, but he goes with Tez. So there's another 3-letter, just Tez. Yeah.
Tez.
Worst of all time.
I'm going to look that up, Jim.
Surely not. That can't be true.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. Someone found it somewhere.
Wouldn't be right.
And what about the other side of, is this your partner I'm seeing? In this
no,
sister?
That's my sister.
So are you swinging hands with anyone, Tommy?
No, Tommy.
What a question. No, I'm not.
That won't last long.
You know, that's out there. Or football reasons or what?
Just trying to focus on my footy. You know,
haven't been to the Great Northern lately?
No.
The beer garden there?
I'll let you look after the Great Northern. You've been patrolling that joint recently, I think.
Oh, well, I get Oscar likes it down there, and they're all nice little pub.
During the season, you'd be at the Great Northern Bill, probably.
Was heckling you there last time, wasn't he?
Oh, Charlie.
He's hanging a bit of shit on you.
Geelong College boy. you're allowed. Oh, he's 196 centimetres and 96 kegs, old Tezza. Is it from Doveton?
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
They breed him rough out there.
31 games, 2 goals.
Yep.
I'm just trying to find out this playing stats. Jim, keep talking to him.
Where are you trying to go, Bill?
I'm saying if he's in the worst Western Footscray side ever.
No, we don't even want that to happen.
It's probably somewhere deep in the...
Yeah, it'd be deep somewhere. I'm trying to find it.
Well, good luck on the weekend, by the way. This is a massive game of football.
Oh, big
MCG, there'll be 70-plus.
Cats.
Oh, I like that.
Going beautifully.
Cats going beautifully.
Was that your best win last week, this year?
Yeah, I definitely say so. Yeah. I feel like it's just our...
coming together.
Yeah, most consistent performance as a team, as a connected footy team. And I feel like we really dominated in the midfield and that got the ball going forward. And I feel like our forward line probably functioned the best it has all year.
So if you, Tom, play on Sam, how many goals will you kick? We won't play this early, of course.
I'll try and kick six and then Ray says half time, mate.
No. Here we are. That's all you want.
Only joking.
Good boy.
Hey, good to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you. Tom. Thanks,
Tom DeConing from the Carlton Footy Club on the Rush Hour. By the way, become a Carlton member in 2024 for as little as $11 per month. Just visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.